What would you do if you were convicted of a crime you didn't commit? Minnesota now offers compensation to people who were wrongfully convicted. And to get more information, we've invited Emily Gorder, an assistant professor in sociology, to be our guest this morning here on Northland Morning. Emily, hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you along with us. Can you ever, if someone is wrongfully convicted for a crime, in particular if they end up doing prison time, is anything ever going to make that, can you make reparation for that?
Well, you certainly can never give somebody back years of their life. And some of the individuals who have been affected in Minnesota, it's a year, it's 2 years, it's 7 years. So certainly there's no way to change that. And the only thing that we can do is try to repair some of that harm, and certainly to acknowledge that a mistake has been made and that those individuals will be facing some pretty difficult circumstances upon their release.
So Minnesota is offering compensation. What kind of compensation are we talking about here?
Well, the Minnesota law offers no less than $50,000 per year of imprisonment. And then beyond that, there's no set cap on payment for emotional distress and injuries. So that determination is going to be made on an individual basis by a panel who then decides on things, like it might be based on how many years that person served. It can consider everything from lost wages to the costs of defending their case, in addition to physical and emotional trauma of having been imprisoned.
There have been stories about people that have been imprisoned for decades, and new DNA evidence has come forward and exonerated them. And of course, some of the more high profile ones become where the person says, I'm not angry. What kind of a mindset, I guess I'm trying to figure out how you get to that kind of place of acceptance in the light of what is certainly such a horrendous miscarriage of justice?
That's a great question, and I think probably the best person to answer that is someone who's gone through that experience, and I'm sure that no one has the same experience. So for every person who may be able to say, I came to a place of acceptance, I came to a place of at least some kind of internal peace of knowing that this is what's happened and that there was nothing, at least they thought, nothing could happen to change that. There might also be a person who maybe didn't settle in that place of acceptance and has a great deal of anger about the injustice. So I think it's really important to acknowledge that people who have been exonerated go through a whole host of emotions, including everything from deep anger about what's happened to also a sense of wanting to be able to move on with their life, to not dwell on what's happened, but look toward the future.
I think as human beings in a society, we expect that society is going to be fair and is going to keep us safe, and to have the system that is supposed to be taking care of us instead ignore our protestations of innocence and go ahead and prosecute us for a crime. There was an article about some of these people that had been wrongly convicted and wrongly imprisoned, and one of the people was quoted as saying that the thing that bothered him the most was that no one ever said, I'm sorry. And, you can write out a check to somebody, but I think that personal acknowledgement, we did you wrong, is an important piece. And it seems as though that's really hard for a bureaucracy to do.
Lisa, I think you're absolutely right. We spend an enormous amount of focus in the criminal justice system on asking people who have committed crimes and done harm to take responsibility for what they've done. And so shouldn't we also be asking the state, our state of Minnesota, in these cases, to take responsibility, to acknowledge that miscarriage of justice for the harm that was caused by an unjust conviction? Absolutely. It can't only go one way, this sense of people should be accountable or people should take responsibility. So I think the money is an incredibly important aspect of repairing harm, but also acknowledging that, yes, we do convict people who were proven innocent after. Nationwide in 2014, we had a record high of 125 people that were proven innocent after wrongful conviction, everything from drug offenses to murder. And I think a startling aspect of that is that that's probably a low number. And of those 125 exonerees, 47 of them pled guilty. Because a lot of people don't understand, how could you plead guilty to a crime that you didn't commit? And I think this new Minnesota law, I hope, is an opportunity and an invitation for us to think a little bit more carefully about even people who are pleading guilty may not be doing so because they actually committed a crime, but because of some of the other pressures and the fear of an imprisoned of a long term of imprisonment, or being told it's probably in your best interest to just plead guilty and maybe get a lesser sentence. So this Minnesota law, I think, doesn't just affect these small number of cases, but could potentially open up some good questions about justice in general in our system.
Emily, this is a fascinating conversation. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
It was great to be here.
Emily Gorder is an assistant professor in sociology and anthropology here at UMD, and she joined us this morning as our guest on Northland Morning.